Hey y'all, thank you for coming back for another episode of Okay So Listen. I'm your host, creator, and curator of Okay So Here's the Thing, Shawnees. And this week's vibe is powerhouses. Now, let me explain to you how this came about. So I was listening to music and I was like, you know, we love the powerhouses that are like, you know, Mariah Carey and the late Whitney Houston and most recently, let's say the Ariana Grandes and Jessie J's of the world. And I was like, there's definitely more, and they may not have those huge, big voices because it would be a lot in the music industry to have that many. But there's people who have those big voices. There's people that can hit really high notes. There's people who just, they just kill it on the vocals, whether they're high, low, you know, soulful, simple, they're just killing it. So I figured, why not create a playlist based on that? So this week we have just five songs, just five. So sorry, but it was just, I just had to share these with you. So without further ado, we're going to get into this week's episode. First song we're going to play is called Still in Love by Third Story. I know you guys have heard me bring up Third Story on a previous episode about how I thought they were the old group Third Story, but they're not. They're actually three guys from New York City, Elliot Skinner, Ben Lucier, and Richard Saunders, I want to say. Sorry if I slaughter that. But they're three guys from New York, two white guys, one black guy, killing it on the vocals, like absolutely amazing. Their latest album, Cold Heart, is comprised of 11 tracks and it was released March of 2018. And their video is actually available on YouTube. So definitely check it out. This is Still in Love by Third Story.
Summer night, drinking wine by the fire, catching up. You're looking good. Wish I could tell you I was over us. I get high every night when I'm all alone, 'cause it helps me forget that I'm feeling low. I told you I was doing fine, but it's a lie, don't you know? I'm losing my mind. I picture you making love to someone else. Tell me why. I get drunk to shut up all these memories. Then I wake up and they come running back to me. So have your fun, give me none.
Somebody who's helplessly and desperately seeking.
my God. I love that song. I almost didn't want to turn it off, but we can't be here all day. So again, that was Still in Love by Third Story. Next song we're going to move into is a live in studio version of Stone Cold by Demetri Lovato. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said Demi Lovato. So I added Demi Lovato for the same reason why I added Shawn Mendes a bunch of weeks ago, because a lot of people have heard of Demi Lovato, but they haven't heard Demi Lovato. So I figured, why not include her? Such a big voice, powerful singer. Like, oh my God, if you ever watch her live performances or just listen to her studio albums, like, big voice, amazing control, and I absolutely, like, live for her. This song, Stone Cold, is off the Confident album. It came out actually in October 2015, but I love this song and her passion behind it. So without further ado, this is Stone Cold by Demi Lovato, the live in studio version.
Stone cold, stone cold. Maybe if I don't cry, I won't feel any more. Stone cold, baby. God knows I try to feel happy for you.
Listen to that and like not feel something. It'll take you back to that guy or that girl and, you know, just create a bunch of feelings you weren't inviting in the first place, but her voice is so great, you kind of let it happen. So the next song we're going to move on to is called Broken People. It's by a man by the name of Rag and Bone Man. This song is actually featuring Logic, the biracial rapper. So Rag and Bone Man was born Rory Charles Graham. He was actually born in East Sussex of England, which blew my mind because he has such a soulful voice that there's no accent detected or anything. When I first heard it, like this song, immediately, like before 1 second, his voice like hit me in the face and I was like, whoa, this is gonna be great. So this song, Broken People, can be found on the Bright soundtrack. Bright was that Netflix movie with Will Smith in it. So without further ado, this is Broken People by Rag and Bone Man featuring Logic.
We're broken people now. We're burning now.
never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside I'm damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. Right now, I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down, won't let you down, down, down. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah, that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it tatted right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now.
Oh, that voice, like, you can tell, like, there's probably some black churches in East Sussex, England, because it's just, like, it almost makes me want to look for a collection plate. It's really good. But moving on, we're going on to another great voice. This is Yebba Smith. I'm bringing you her song, My Mind. It's a really popular song for people who follow Yebba. For anyone who does follow her or may know her story, you would know she wrote this song, and a week after she wrote the song, she lost her mom to suicide, which is, of course, you can imagine, incredibly sad. So after that, Yebba released the song on her website. She allowed her fans to download it for free, and also included a link for them to donate to Bring Change to Mind. They focus a lot on, you know, mental health and wellness and, you know, suicide prevention and things like that, which I think is absolutely awesome, especially having to deal with that. So Yebba Smith, who was born Abby Smith, which I didn't know that Yebba was just Abby backwards until I had to sit there and look at it. So don't judge me. Again, this song, My Mind, is one of her most popular songs. It got 1 million views on YouTube and countless reaction videos from people. And you can see them crying due to the passion and pain in the lyrics. And this song is just amazing. So if you're around people and, you know, you want to keep up the facade that you're a gangster, you might want to take this so to a separate room or something, because this song is definitely going to hit you in your feels. This is My Mind by Yebba Smith.
About to lose my
think about you all the time. Got you hypnotized. You say you love me, but I know it's a lie. When I work so hard to keep you satisfied, I'm about to lose.
So I just had to let that rock a little bit because it's just such a great song. And I don't want to, you know, deprive you guys of the greatness of the parts and the vocals and the soul. And it's just overall amazing. Yubba Smith, I need you, girl, to release some more music and an album or a tour or something. Your fans are waiting for you, girl. So we are at the end of the playlist. So again, going back to the explanation of how I got here is basically looking at singers, that I listen to and saying their voices are amazing. People need to hear it. You know, not everyone could be a Whitney or Mariah, but everyone's them and it's worth it. So that brought me to this last song, which is I Want You by Luke James. Now, a lot of you probably know Luke James. He was in the New Edition movie playing Johnny Gill. He's also a regular on Star, which comes on Fox. And, you know, he's just fine. So you know him probably. But I actually saw Luke James the first time singing this song. I want to say for the Beyonce Mrs. Carter tour, it was in Atlantic City. I don't remember what year it was, but it was a couple years back. And saw him, fell in love, knew he was going to do great things because his voice just filled up the entire stadium. So without further ado, this is I Want You by Luke James. Thank you so much for joining me for yet another week of OK So Listen. Follow me on Twitter at @_JetLightly. Email me, okaysothething@gmail.com. I'll see you guys next week.
It's crazy how your heart just has a mind of its own. Yeah, yeah. Like when a smile that makes the choice on its own. Well, the funny thing about this heart of mine, it knows what it wants. See, the crazy thing is my mind tries to deny it, but girl, I can't fight what I know. I know I want you, baby. Ooh. I want you, baby. Ooh. Before I met you, girl, I never knew my heart could dance. Hey, hey, yeah, hey. Listen, I was just a broken record of one night stands. Oh, until you came along with your beautiful song, you saved me.
You saved, yeah. You saved.
Another funny thing about it, there's no melody without it. I've
someone like you. Someone like you.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.